I'm Logan Webb, and you're listening to TortureCast.
You're listening to a podcast by and for fans of the three-time world champion, San Francisco Giants. Let's go! With hosts Chad King and Eric Nathanson. This is TortureCast.
It's Monday, Tuesday, May 16th, 2023, and this is episode 279 of the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. I'm your host, Chad King, and joining the podcast today, back in San Francisco, our good friend, OG Willie Dills Gregory. How you doing, man?
I guess as good as you can be as a Warriors fan right now. Struggling just a touch, but I will say the silver lining, which, you know, everybody says, Willie Dills, he looks for silver linings. The silver lining is now I just don't have to pay attention to basketball anymore. I could just watch Giants baseball, right? Like, I don't have to think about every day, when is the Warriors game and when is the Giants game? Are they at the same time? That sucks, you know. So now, it's just Giants baseball for a while.
Yeah, don't need to get stressed out about the Warriors anymore, which I guess is the silver lining. It sucks they went down to LeBron and the Lakers, but man, you know, beat LA. We all love it.
Chad,
it just didn't work out this time.
Okay, hold on. I told you before the podcast this would be a conversational episode with very little to do with the diligent show notes that you've.
Oh, yeah, you should see our show notes right now.
Yeah, which I'm looking at. No, I'm looking at them. They're great. Fantastic. But let's talk about the Warriors for a second. If the Warriors beat the Lakers, they weren't going to beat the Nuggets, right?
No, they were not. No.
Right? So this Warriors team was just not the team. It's fine. It's like,
no.
This is what I'm telling myself, by the way, Chad. Like, it's. This Warriors team was not the team. So rather than, you know, beat LeBron, make him feel real bad, go on and then still lose to the Nuggets, this is the better outcome, right? Like, LeBron gets to try his hardest to solidify his thing, right? If he wins with the Lakers, that's insane, right? He wins with the Heat, the Cavaliers, and then the Lakers.
Yeah, we don't count 2020 again. LA.
I'm not worried about that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron is like trying to solidify himself as like the guy who can go
and
make a team be a champion, right? That's the story. So we got this cool story here. Now, the Warriors, our story is next year, Steph Curry, he can't win with these cats. So. Retool, right? Change it up a little bit. We obviously want to keep Clay and we want to keep Draymond. That's the core. And we want to keep Looney. But I think the Warriors will look very different next year. I think, and I'm excited to see like the direction they go. I'd like to see them get bigger. You know, let some of these guys still shoot threes, but can we dominate the paint just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, AD really exposed their... You know, their side there.
That was rough.
That was huge. That was huge. Hey, but like Steve Kerr and Draymond Green both said, quote, this was not a championship team.
Yes.
They were blunt.
And that's
they were right.
What I'm saying right now. And I just want to see, like, what direction do we go from here? Because this is kind of an interesting moment, right? Obviously, Steph has his contract. I know Draymond and Clay are, like, trying to figure some stuff out. But guess what? They're going to take less money now, right? Because
I hope so. Clay should.
They kind of sucked. sucked.
Yeah. Clay
do you think
shot
another
like
team's
going
to, yeah. Do you think another team's going to give him like a bag? I don't think so, right?
So I don't think so, but we'll see.
So It'll be interesting. So anyway, this is kind of like the Giants this year, where I was
speaking of not a championship team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hold on. Still yet to be determined.
I know. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Wait till we get to the last segment, Chad. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's speak about those Giants. Hey, look, this is the, you know, kind of the first, I don't know, milestone a lot of people arbitrarily put on a baseball season. And that's a quarter of the way, right? They're 25% of the way. They've played 41 games of the 162 games.
I consider you always look at what you did in April, right? Like you just look at April as a whole thing. Not good, by the way. Not great.
Not good. Sorry, Charles. Not
May, good. May has been slightly better, I would say, I think, than April, right? I don't know.
It's
Am I
been
wrong?
Streaky as I feel hell, like it's been, man.
I mean, I'm not saying good. I'm just saying better. Better
yeah,
than April.
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, overall, they're what?
Let me look up the actual numbers here.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the numbers by month. I didn't look up the numbers by month. But right now, they sit at 18-23 after their victory last night. They're a whopping 8.5 games back already. The Dodgers sitting in fourth place in the NL West.
That's fine. We're not trying to win the division, right?
We, from day number one, we were saying they're shooting for the wild card. And guess what? They're only 2 games back of the wild card, right? So, I mean, that's still obviously
perfect.
Very, very much in play. No issues there, right?
Right.
They're not buried there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I look back to, you know, Washington Nationals in 2019 and the Braves from 2020. And they had very sub 500 records in May and June. And they were considered pretty much out of the picture. And they turned it on, caught fire, obviously won the whole thing eventually. So, I mean, all this stuff is still within the realm of possibility. I know a lot of fans out there have kind of written the Giants off. I'm not ready to do that yet. You see flashes, man. You see flashes when this team could be good. They just have zero consistency in it, right? Especially with their winning. I mean, they're like winning 4 in a row, losing 4 in a row. You know, winning 4 in a row, losing 5 in a row. They're putting it together and then the wheels fall off. Then they put the wheels back on and then the wheels fall off and it's getting frustrating. You know, offensively, they're not horrible. They're kind of middle of the pack. They're doing okay. Their starters are excellent. Fifth best ERA in the majors. You know, their Achilles right now really is their bullpen. Their relievers just have not been able to establish any dependability, I guess, if you will. Third worst ERA in the bigs at like, what, 5.85 right now, 5.84. They blew a couple games this week against Arizona. They've had the injury issues, Disco with his toe. He like dropped a piano bench on his toe working with his kid, right? Slater's back on the injured list with the hammy.
It's
like fudge,
Are
man.
We expecting Disco to pitch a full season? Come on, like,
no.
Disco... We know Disco gives us 70-ish% of a season. That's what he does. But when he's in, he's good.
He's
been
good.
Solid, man. He's been like,
yeah.
Listen, Chad, I know you're spitting all these facts at me. A lot of facts, like too much facts in my face. I think I'm just gonna say, like, from a observational perspective, starting pitching looks good. Bullpen looks ass. Offense, not great. Defense, okay. We're fast. I like that. Being fast is good. And other than that, we're going to get a lot of fucking sweet highlights this year of dudes diving for balls in the outfield is what's going to happen, right? That's kind of what our team is right now. Like, we're not a lot more than that, you know? Like, there's no superstar taking over games. We're not worried about, you know, who's hit 10 home runs this month. But Conforto's hitting 190 whatever and has 7 home runs. It's just a weird thing, man. It's a weird thing. Jock Peterson, what, he's 6 home runs?
Yeah, 6.
Doesn't really do a lot of stuff most of the time, but every now and then, it's like, Jock just went yard. That was tight. That's kind of what this team is to me. Like, I just, I don't know. Is that, am I being defeatist? Like, I don't care if we win or lose. I just want something cool to happen.
Well, okay. Let's go ahead and touch on that vein since you brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
Hey, look, the Giants don't have anything. I mean, like you said, household names, right? Oh, I do. And the biggest thing right now. I do. And the biggest thing right now, I mean, you know, you have Larry Bear coming out and saying attendance is down because, you know, the financial district and businesses are not reopening. And fans really are starting to see what the Giants are doing with their strategy of, you know, platooning and
do you have sources for this? Is he actually saying these things?
Yes. They're all there.
That motherfucker Larry Bear actually saying these things. Oh,
yes, he is. And people are kind of trolling him about it because they're like, come on, man. Really? Like, that's a stretch, bro. But, you know, they don't have any household names right now, right? But I will say we had an exciting player come up this week, and he's been tearing the cover off the ball. And I mean, maybe this is the second coming of someone like a Buster Posey, you know, a homegrown talent to kind of fill in the seats here in the next few years. But Casey Schmidt, man, I've been watching some games, and he kind of passes the eye test. And, you know, we heard a lot of good things about him down in the minor leagues, and he came up just tearing the crap, you know, off the ball. I mean, he's hitting almost 500 in his first, like, week of Major League Baseball with a couple of dongs. We know that's all going to go down, but God damn, his defense looks good. No, he's got the hardest thrown out from the infield this year. He is just like a full package player.
Casey Schmidt is going to be the first guy to hit 600 in the major leagues. Over 600 at-bats. All right.
Screw you, Ted Williams.
He's going to hit 175 home runs. Okay.
Well, in my MLB The Show account, probably. Yeah. No, for sure. Nah, man, he's a whole bunch of exciting right now.
He's okay. So you know, okay, the last guy I think that made me feel this good when it came to like, you know, left side, you know, infielders, obviously Brandon Crawford, but Bill Miller. Do you remember Bill Miller? We got really excited about Bill Miller. Yeah,
he was just a hit machine,
and. Yeah, you know, it was like this guy's going to hit 360 for his whole career. That's what I thought. I honestly thought that watching him hit, right?
Yeah.
Like just watching him just spray balls around, you know, just right in front of outfielders. It was crazy watching him hit. And so, yeah. But this guy is not that. He's not your little plucky third baseman. Casey Schmidt is like the dude who beats your ass in middle school, and then you're like, fuck, but he's really good at baseball, so I can't can't really, like, you know, our team wins every week because of him, so I guess I'll just let it happen. I'm the nerd that's getting his ass beat by Casey Schmidt every goddamn day, because even if he doesn't get three hits and two home runs, he still throws the ball 95 miles per hour from third base to first base. And it's just insane. It's so fun to watch. Like, I don't know. I'm just happy. Happy watching something exciting. Because Joey Bart's not giving it to me right now. But Casey Schmidt is.
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons they had to call him up, obviously they've had some injuries in the infield, but you also have David VR just absolutely crapping the bed right now. He's just not performing like he did last year. In fact, Casey Schmidt has already as many base hits, 13, as David VR has. The problem is Casey Schmidt's done it in 28 at-bats. VR's done it in 88 at-bats. So quite a difference there.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, okay, VR is kind of he's the guy you expect to be on the Giants. I don't know. Have you looked at our fucking roster?
It's just
all right, Chad. Hey, Chad, man, I love you, dude. But come on, let's look at our roster.
I know,
real quick.
I know.
You know, there's teams out there like the Padres and like the Rays, the Yankees, the Dodgers. They have like, you know,
I'm not familiar with those teams. I'm sorry.
They have like good baseball players on their rosters. It's crazy.
What are good baseball players? Can you show them to me?
I mean, not on this. I'm on sfgiants.com. So
not on this. Ouch.
But dude, all right. Okay. But all right. So very conversational episode type thing. Let's talk about the good stuff though, right? Tyro is sick. Tyro's amazing.
Tyro, he's great, man. I love him. He's got the whole combination of speed and
get behind Tyro, right?
And the high batting average. Yeah, he's doing great, man. He's got what, 12 stolen bases right now? I mean, he's rocking it.
Yeah.
He's doing great over there.
And all right, we got another guy we got to talk about. I think we talked about him a llot at the end of last year, Alex Cobb. Alex Cobb, at one point, I don't know, does he still best ERA in the NL? Is it still
best ERA in the NL right now? Yeah, third in the majors, but best really? In the NL at 1.7. Yep. Freaking kicking butt, okay, man.
That's pretty good because I know like DeGrom is in the NL and other guys who are really good are in the NL. You know what I mean, though? The NL is full of fucking good-ass pitchers who just got signed to teams that aren't actually pitching.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean,
Carlos
right now
Rodon. I don't know if you've heard about that guy.
Oh, boy, that's a whole one, right? I mean, talk about dodging a bullet there. I mean for all the crap that Farhan gets, this is one of those times where the not signing really did pay off, you know?
Yeah.
So
maybe don't just throw $1 million times whatever at everybody, right? Maybe don't do that, right?
This is basically what he likes to do, right? We all know this, right? He signs these pitchers to 2-year deals, but they can opt out of the first year. And so that protects the Giants in the sense that it's only 2 years max if they have a crappy first year, because then they'll probably stay with the team. And if they have an excellent first year, it sucks that the Giants lose him. And he was amazing for the Giants last year. There's always that nagging injury history Carlos Rodon has always had. And sure enough, he gets signed to this massive 6-year deal by the Yankees. And he hasn't thrown a single pitch yet. And he has, quote,
That's
he's
crazy.
Been diagnosed with a, quote, chronic back issue. And it's like, oh, dude. And then not only that, but look at
Chad,
Correa.
Chad, hold on, Chad. Shut up. Breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah, who broke?
I just looked up NL pitching leaders in ERA. DeSclafani, 0.900.
That's not
number two, Gallant from the Diamondbacks. Pitching leaders, ERA.
Yeah. No. I think you must be looking. Nah, year to date, Disco's a 306.
Cobb
right
1.5.
Yeah, I don't know what you're looking at. You're looking at a different interval. It must be like
I was looking
last...
at ERA. Okay.
Yeah,
I
it must
thought
be
I was
like
looking
last
at ERA. Okay, actually, no,
month.
You're right. Okay. Okay, actually, though, well, fuck it. Let's go again. Cobb, number one. 1.7. Let's go. Steele from the Cubs, Elder, Gallen, Kershaw. These are good pitchers. Kelly, Strider, May, Morton. Kelly.
The ageless wonder, I mean, Charlie Morton.
Fucking Cobb, dude.
Yeah, no, Cobb's way up there. Disco's sitting at 13th, you know. This is fine. Logan Webb has pitched way better lately. He's at 3.2 now. 16th in the NL. So, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
so Logan Webb is... Let's be real about Logan Webb. He's 3-5 or 3-6 or something like that, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
He could easily be like 9-0 if the Giants just scored in any of those games. Like
he's getting caned, basically.
You know what I mean?
He's
like,
getting caned.
It's wild, though. It's wild. Yeah, it's wild to watch it because you're like, I can't believe it again. When you pitch, we just never score. Yeah, so that's weird. But he's, he's having a good season. We got the starting pitching. Got to give it up, right?
If they could just go longer.
That's enough.
If they could just go longer, man.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the pen just keeps giving up leads.
That doesn't work that way anymore. The pen comes in like the sixth inning every fucking game. That's just
I know.
Modern baseball. And even if a pitcher's having a good game, and it is very frustrating to watch these fucking guys come in and just give it up every game. So I mean, that's really what it is. Like, our whole season kind of comes down to that. We obviously aren't doing as well offensively as we'd like, but it's really not that bad. We got some guys doing some good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It just feels like we can't overcome that. We can't overcome the late game. Like, we fall apart every single game.
Every single damn game, man. It's, the Giants definitely should be, if they had an average bullpen, they'd be better than 500. They'd be at least 500, but I think they'd be a couple games above, you know? I mean, they really have cost themselves just so many goddamn, ugh. Anyway, it is what it is. And that's one of the things they were trying to improve this offseason. They haven't. So, you know, I don't know what the magic wand is for that, Willie. I don't know what it is, because you have guys that were traditionally pretty solid just not having a good start to the season. They got time to turn it around, but they all got
well,
turn it
okay,
around, you know?
So Haniger was hurt to start. I do think he's very key in our lineup, Haniger. Conforto is hitting like ass, but hitting with power. Obviously, we got a little bit of Joey Bart good news, I think, right? Do you feel this way? I kind of feel this way. Like, Bart looks better, right?
Yeah. No, he looks better. He looks better, but
I don't know if he's not a Buster replacement, and that's the problem. So that's whatever. But throw that out. Throw that out. We're not worried about that anymore. And then Crawford hurt for a while. Come back. We don't know what we're going to get out of Crawford, right? He's going to be. We're not getting 2021 Crawford.
No, we are not. And that ship has sailed. This is going to be his last
never
year
again.
The Giants.
Yeah, never again. This is it. But we are still getting like Crawford teaching Casey Schmidt how to do cool shit, right?
They've been talking a lot, joking a lot. He's been like hugging them, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, they got a good relationship. So I'm sure he's learning a lot from that.
Yeah.
Dude. No doubt about that.
And then we're seeing, like Lamont Wade try to be our leadoff hitter, which I'm not trying to be our leadoff hitter. Is really playing out as like he had like two really good games, and then Kapler was like, "Okay, that's a leadoff hitter." Okay,
yeah,
okay, I know, but he had two good games, right? And I love Lamont Wade, but you know. He's not the answer, right?
No.
So here's the thing. How do we compete with like Tatis, Machado? You know. How do we compete with the Dodgers or the Padres? Right?
Seances, Jobu prayers, performance enhancing drugs. I don't know. I don't know how you compete with those guys. I mean, honestly,
you gotta get a full chicken though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. Jobu doesn't
like.
Yeah,
I need a live chicken. Yeah. yeah. No, I know. That's the thing though. It's like so then, Chad. What do we do as fans? How do we feel? Like, what are we?
If the look 2021, right? I mean, obviously it was lightning in a bottle. You had Belt and Crawford and others having career years. It was totally unexpected. Kind of looked like the formula might actually work, right? This whole platooning, getting diamonds in the rough, you know, just basically kind of minimalistic approach, the merry-go-round, the revolving door. It was like, it's not fun because we're not like watching guys that we can kind of lock on or watch through the years, but it's fun that they're winning and they, you know, set their franchise record for wins, got into the playoffs, almost beat the Dodgers in the first round. It's kind of like, all right, hey, maybe this brand of baseball is actually working. I mean, it's worked elsewhere, right? He was in LA. He was in Oakland. Well, Oakland, it, you know, definitely was more like what the Giants are doing now. LA, not as much. LA, they kind of were like, Farhan, run the team, but we also have billions of dollars, so please sign guys to long-term contracts, which he's not doing with the Giants, right? But it kind of was like, okay, this is working out. And then immediately they took the nosedive in last year. And now this year is kind of on that same pathway as last year. In fact, a little worse. So yeah, I don't know if Farhan's blueprint is going to last long. And I tell you what, if they finish at 500 or below this year, and I guess he's got at least one more year on his contract, I think it's through 2024. Yeah, I don't know what the Giants do, man. I mean, this is a long time that he's going to be ahead of this organization, you know, since 2019.
I mean, Bruce no, Bochy. He's not. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. I mean, I watched a Texas Rangers game the other day, and I saw Bruce Bochy, and I just had a moment where I just like looked at him and I was like, God, yeah. What a beautiful man. You know, like,
I know I did the same thing, man. When they were playing in Oakland,
yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, just like, look at your giant ass head with that. Giant ass.
You're like size 8.5 like, or whatever.
You know? And when you come out, he's always got like something weird in his back pocket. And he has that weird like stroll that he does. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he's got a saunter. He's got a saunter to him. It's not a natural saunter. It's an old catcher kind of thing, I guess. But yeah, like those days are done. So to bring it back, by the way, sorry, we both just went into like a, we both just got chubbies thinking about.
Oh yeah, we did.
Right?
I know. I miss that guy. And, you know, look, he had bad season with the Giants. I think a lot of fans kind of forget the
bad
because they remember the good.
No, I know. A lot of bad first. Yeah, a lot of bad. Yeah. He really took over at a rough time, you know, and we just lightning in a bottle, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, to bring it back, though, I think, like, you know, Kapler is a modern day man. Right. The Giants can be like a futuristic type of team, a la the A's in Moneyball, right? Making new moves that nobody thought about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stealing hella bases. That's back. That's tight. I love that. You know, like, let's keep doing that. So I don't know. That's kind of what I hope. Like, I hope the Giants like become, you know, fuck getting big ass power hitter guys. Fuck that.
Let's do the St. Louis Cardinals from the 80s, baby. Here we go.
Yeah. I want the next Ricky Henderson. Where is he, dude? I want that guy. You know what I mean?
I want some dude, stealing 100 bases.
I want 100 stolen base guy on the Giants, dude.
That'd be sick.
So fun, right? Wouldn't we all fucking talk about it all the time too? Like, yeah.
Hell yeah, because no one's done that for so many years. It's a feat when someone gets to 30 or 40 stolen bases.
But here's the thing, dude, Chad, they just made the bases just a little bit bigger.
No, it's easier now, man.
It's easier to steal bases, right? So let's get that guy, dude. Let's make it happen. Anyway, yeah, that's my thing. I missed that.
Bring back the stolen bases, baby.
Yeah. And also, Logan Webb is a sinker baller pitcher, so pound that ball into the ground. Let's bring back the grounds crew softening up the dirt right in front of the fucking home plate. You know what I mean? Let's bring that back, too.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was looking at the stolen base leaders, and you have Ruiz from Oakland at 19. He leads the league, but Ronald Cunha from the Braves has 17. He also has 9 bombs. So a quarter of the way through the season, he's within the realm of getting 40-40.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Acuña is cool. Kind of the, he's a little tiny Jose Canseco, isn't he?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
That'd be sick, man. I love to
next
see
time you
like
look
that.
At him. Just, next time you look at him, just think about that for a second. He kind of is. Nah.
Yeah, he's a baller.
He's a little
tiny
powerhouse.
Like him.
He's crazy. Yeah.
He's Good shit. But, you know, look, the Giants, you know, they're doing the revolving door. They already have had, what, 37 or 38
God, we have
players
Casey
on the roster
Schmidt,
this year.
Okay. So, we have.
Yeah, we got Casey Schmidt.
We have the greatest baseball player of all time. Okay. Yeah.
He's got a good baseball name, too. You know, obviously the historic connotations of a Casey.
So Casey's a solid baseball name, right? Casey at the bat. Yeah.
Casey at the bat, you know, and then, of course, Schmidt. It's not spelled the same way, but...
And then
you know.
Schmidt, Mike Schmidt, though, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah.
Phillies for a long time. What, yeah. career,
Love the
like,
name,
what,
man.
312 hitter? Okay, yeah. Wait. Actually, Chad, don't you say a word. What do you think, guess Mike Schmidt's batting average?
Career?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would have to say, like, 280 or something.
You think 280? So I'm gonna guess 304.
Okay.
I think Mike Schmidt actually fucking yeah. All right, who's closest? Let's see.
I mean, they definitely had higher averages back
career
in the day.
Career batting average 267. Fuck you.
There you go.
I way overestimated Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
God damn.
And I still was over. I thought I'd be somewhere in the ballpark. But yeah, I was a little over. Not too bad.
All right, Chad. You ready? You ready one more time?
All right.
It's me and you. One on one. You ready?
Yeah.
Carney Lansford.
Oh, career. Now he's got to be.
Career.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going 302.
I'm going to say 290.
All right. 302 and 290. Let's see.
290, right?
Yeah.
He was a 300 hitter forever, though.
Yeah, he was.
For the A's. Did he play for the Red Sox, too? Is that what it was?
I think at the very end. Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay. All right. Carney Lansford. Baseball reference. Holy shit, 290 exactly on the money, dude.
You're feeling good. Bonus points for exact. Okay. Good job.
All right. We gotta go one more, but you have to pick it.
Oh, like, all right.
You'd be really sick if you picked like a Dusty Baylor or something like that. You know what I mean?
We're gonna go someone who made the Hall of Fame last year. Fred McGriff.
Okay.
Let's go Fred McGriff.
McGriff. Overall batting average, lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though he's a power hitter. So I'm going. So he's a power hitter. So, I mean, he had some good years. But I'm going.
Are you going first?
Yeah. No, you go first this time because I went first in the last two. You go first.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say 271.
Oh, man. I was going to say 270, but we can still do that. Price is Right. Here we go. Price is Right style.
That's actually pretty good. If you were going to say 270, that's fucking
I
crazy
was.
If you were.
That's okay. In my mind. All right. So let me look him up.
Boom, really?
Boom.
All right. Hold on. Fred McGriff. 284.
284. All right. We both undershot him.
I know, but I got closer by one.
Yes, you did. That's right. Price is Right, baby.
Okay, hold
there
on.
You go.
Okay, now
I know.
Keep this
by
going,
272.
Dude. We got to keep this going. All right. You ready? I got some good names.
All right, let's do one more because I
gotta
get
looking
going
them
here.
Up. All right, without looking them up, you ready?
Yeah,
I got a Harmon Killebrew.
I know he had over 500
career
home runs.
Career batting average. I haven't looked it up yet. I've
All
got
right,
it.
I'm going
I've got it locked in. I've got it locked
I'm going
in.
275.
But I haven't looked it up yet. All right. I think Harmon Killebrew did better than that. I think I'm going to give him a 285.
All right. You're probably right.
I'm clicking on him. Fuck. 256.
Ooh. God. I didn't think it would be that low. I thought, you know, power hitter would be a little lower, but I'm still going 275. But all right.
So, by the way, the guy hit 573 home runs.
Yes,
so
he
can
did.
You fucking cut him some slack?
Oh, man.
All right, that's a fun game, dude, Chad. We got to do that.
Yeah, okay, maybe we should incorporate that. Yeah. Do a little baseball quizzery.
Just
at
the end
questions.
Of the fucking, at the end of the show, just for funsies. I know that, by the way, if our third co-host was here, he would destroy both of us at this, right?
Oh, I'm sure he would. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But that's all right. That's all right. We did fine. We weren't that far off, honestly. We were okay.
Yeah, Eric would kill us both. Eric would definitely know what Harmon Killebrew's lifetime batting average was.
Probably, yeah. Well, closer than us. I know that. You know, that's a good idea. Let's bring it in, baby. Bring it in.
I'm going to text him right now and ask him. I'm going to be like, Eric, do you know what the lifetime batting average of Harmon Killebrew is?
All right, well, wait his response. He's out today. He was really sick, so he couldn't.
I know, but this is a normal thing that guys text each other, right?
We do random thoughts with Willie Bill Gregory. All right, I got to wrap it up here. I got to get going. Just one last thing before I cut it off here is, you know, Vida Blue did pass away last week, and I just wanted to say something about him. Obviously, he's more known as an Oakland A, but he did spend some time with the Giants, pitched well with the Giants. And I went to this fantasy batting practice in May of 1996 at Candlestick Park.
Wow.
I was a robust 22 years old at the time. And it was just a fantastic day. We got to dress in the locker rooms. We were, you know, in the dugout. I hit off the batting or the pitching machine off of Tito Fuentes. So no, Tito did not throw the ball. He fed him into the machine.
So you did not hit a Vida Blue ball?
No, I did not. But I did play catch with him. So I was warming up with my friend.
Well, Vida Blue also, by the way, real quick, Vida Blue also won the MVP in the AL and the NL.
Yes, he did. Yeah, one of the only players to do that. With
suck on that, everybody else, because he's the only fucking guy who ever really did that, right? Who else did
that? But I was playing warming up with my friend down in right field, and he just walks up, stands right by my friend, and he goes, hey, throw it to me. So I start throwing him these all. That's all you got? And he's just egging me on the entire time. So, come on, y'all know you can throw harder than that. I know you can throw harder than that. And by the way, he's casually throwing like little BBs right back at me. Like, you know, it's one of those throws that's so effortless, yet it's coming at me, you know, just solid, just like shpop, shpop. I'm just like, damn, dude, like, what the hell? I'm trying to throw it as hard as I can, and I'm not a pitcher or anything. And he's all, man, I thought you had more than that. Like, it was just so funny. He was just egging me on. And I realized at the time he was like 48 or 49 when I was playing catch with him. So he was basically my age now. And he was still
so he
one
died
hell of an
at
athlete.
What 70,
73 or 76? Yeah,
73?
Something like that.
I think it was 73.
I think it was 73.
It was very young. Yeah. It was younger than you'd expect. Think about Willie Mays is 90,
92. I think
Mays?
He just hit.
Willie Mays. By the way, Willie Mays is gonna live forever. Okay, so
apparently,
shut the fuck up about that because
apparently I don't know.
No, that's
man, it's
for real.
Crazy.
That's for real.
Yeah, he's being protected.
There's a
by
couple
something.
Things. There's a couple things that have to happen in this world. Willie Mays has to live forever, and my dog Iggy has to live forever too. That's the only two things. Other
that
than
would
that,
be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd
be nice. All right. Well, I gotta get going. I'm
trying to make it happen, dude. Trying to make it happen.
Willie, I want to celebrate his 100th at Oracle Park one day. That'd be great. You know, just roll him out in that 56
that
Chevy.
That would be fantastic, right?
Dude, weekend at Bernie's, whatever they need to do.
Yeah. It's
weekend at Willie's.
By the way, dude, I mean, if you think about it, McCovey's gone, and one of the whatchamacallit brothers, the Alou brothers, is gone.
Yeah.
Right? So
no, that's true. Yeah, we're losing him, man. We're losing him. It's hard, but it's happening. So all right, well, Giants this week,
Willie's got to keep us going. Fuck, he's got to. Fucking weird way to end the show. Okay,
I know.
Let's not end the show that way. Let's talk about this real quick. Will Clark is the fucking still the man. Can you play that audio?
Yeah, I got it somewhere here. Oh,
Will Clark is still the fucking man, and he still knows.
Finally, he went fastball in. The guy goes, yeah. The hitter goes, you know, yard, winds up winning the ball game and all that sort of stuff. I went up to Buster after the game, you know, and I go, what the fuck's going on? He goes, what are you talking about? I go, there is no fucking way in that situation you can call fastball in. You have got to have him beat us to freaking triples alley back.
That's a great clip, man. He's just talking old school baseball. He's like, I got a whole, I want a whole library of these clips in here.
We'll have to actually do a deep dive into that video one day, just on the show. Talk about like the games or whatever. Let's just deep dive into what he's talking about. Cause you
just Will's brain.
You know what
baby.
He's talking about. You know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
right?
No, it was rookie pitcher.
I can't fucking believe
Buster.
That these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Buster let him do it.
Shook
out
Buster, and then yeah.
And then he got paid for it. Yeah, he paid the price. So, all right, man. Well, I got to go into my daughter's award ceremony. So, unfortunately, I got to cut it short. But Giants got to finish this 3-game set with Philly. Then the Marlins coming to town. I'm hoping to get to one of these games this weekend. I don't know if I can, but maybe Friday night. I don't know. We'll see. But until then, that's going to do it for episode 279. We'll be back next week with episode 280. Until then, have a great week and go Giants. A-boom.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.